Imagine you're sick and you need to go to your nearest doctor. You get referred to do some x-rays and it looks like they don't know what's going on. It may be because the tests are unnecessary. And on top of that, they could be harmful. An organization launched a report today on how to minimize unnecessary medical tests. And GPs and specialists are on board. Eduardo Jordan investigates.
Choosing Wisely Australia is calling on GPs and specialists to limit unnecessary testing for patients. According to the report, 3/4 of Australians believe extra tests won't hurt them. But Choosing Wisely Australia spokesperson Robin Lidner says while tests are good, they come with risks and benefits.
Well, every test has a risk and it has a benefit. And the balance of that is really important. And so what you want to make sure is that you're only having tests when you really need them, so when the benefit will outweigh the risk. And what can happen sometimes is that we have tests when we don't really need them, and that exposes us to risks of maybe having to have extra tests, and also can expose us to things like unnecessary radiation if we have an X-ray or a CT scan that we don't really need.
Ms. Linder says GPs and specialists agree on the need to act responsibly when conducting tests.
The latest report from Choosing Wisely surveyed GPs and specialists around the country, and the majority of specialists and half of GPs strongly agreed that they have a responsibility to help reduce inappropriate tests, treatments and procedures.
But it's not only the professionals who need to take care. Consumers need to evaluate whether a medical test is needed.
It's really important when you go and see your doctor that you are aware of the risks and benefits of anything that's being, suggested or recommended to you. And so Choosing Wisely Australia encourages consumers to have a conversation with their doctor. And the types of things that you can ask are, do I really need this test? What are the risks? What are my alternatives? Are there simpler or safer options? And also, what would happen if I don't do anything?
The report gives examples on what type of conditions medical tests, like x-rays, are or necessary. For example, it includes how to treat hernias effectively and how to avoid test referrals in the case of knee injuries. Ms. Linder says sometimes children are exposed to x-rays when there are more accurate techniques to diagnose asthma.
Yeah, so Choosing Wisely Australia has released over 150 recommendations from Australia's health professional colleges, societies and associations. And these highlight tests, treatments and procedures that might not always be necessary and could sometimes be questioned. And an example of that would be the use of x-rays to diagnose asthma or bronchiolitis in children. There's clear evidence that in most cases, an x-ray actually won't help in the diagnosis. There are other means to diagnose those children accurately, and therefore you don't want to expose your children to an x-ray and radiation if you don't need to.
The report also shows there's some miscommunication between patients and doctors, and Ms. Linder hopes the report opens the conversation about the issue.
I think one of the biggest challenges is actually helping to encourage patients, so general Australians and their doctors, to actually have better conversations about what healthcare is really needed. This report highlights that there's a bit of a disconnect between what patients think is happening when they go to the doctor and what doctors think is happening. And an example of that would be that doctors cite that one of the main reasons they might request a test that they think is unnecessary is because a patient expects it. Whereas when we surveyed Australians and asked them about the reasons why they have a test, they responded that they're doing what the doctor requests. So there's a disconnect there in terms of what's happening, and we need to have better conversations when we go and see the doctor to make sure that we only get the tests that we need.
And that story was by Eduardo Jordan.